Eleazar was a straight shooter. He wasn't going to compromise. He could have created a deception and given the belief that he was eating pork, which is contrary to the law of God in the Old Testament. He could have had another meat and it wasn't pork. But he didn't. He didn't want to give the impression that he was lying. In today's reading, the second book of Maccabees in chapter 6, Eleazar carries the measure of faithfulness to God's law, and that the example he gives shows that a prominent person can have a profound effect for the betterment of welfare of a captive nation. He prefers death than compromise. God's law he prefers, and not man's compromises to God's law. Saint Gregory Nyssian calls Eleazar the greatest of all those who suffered before the coming of Christ, as Stephen is first among those who endure suffering after Christ. Eleazar's persevering fortitude in doing what his informed conscience tells him to do, "I will not break God's law." Eleazar, by manfully giving up his life, shows himself worthy of his old age. 90 years of age he was when this event happened. At that time, the priesthood became corrupt and God allowed a punishment. And in so offering himself, Eleazar left to the young a noble example of how to die a good death, willingly and nobly for the revered and holy laws of God. Saint Teresa of the Little Flower willingly suffered for priests, especially for the missionary priests. So willingly and joyfully did she accept the suffering that her redemptive suffering converted the same number as the active missionaries, for example, like St. Francis Xavier. State laws can be changed, providing enough people are prepared to sacrifice and offer to God the so-called comforts of their life. All of us can be great saints or can be Eleazars by offering ourselves as living sacrifices to God. Queen Esther is another hero of the Old Testament. She is a type of Our Lady. As Our Lady suffered her co-redemptive suffering, it continued for the duration of her whole life and brought her son to the cross for the redemption of the world. So also Esther offered herself, her king, Ahasuerus, spared her life, even though she willingly went to him and announced to him that the prime minister, Haman, was about to commence the slaughter of the Israeli people. We also are graced to understand heroic acts. Let's start with mortification, habit-changing sacrifices, moving out of our comfort zones and attending daily Mass. Start with a prayer. Words with deepest, profound meaning will change your life. Help me, God and my all. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Mother of God, help me. Jesus, I adore you. Invite Jesus, but first acknowledge your sins. Repent before the all-powerful and loving God. For Catholics, the act of contrition combined with sacramental confession and absolution cleanses the soul. This soul is a new creation after confessing all mortal sins. Baptism is renewed and again you become a child of God, an adopted child. You are born again. In the Gospel today, Zacharias responds immediately to grace. He is inspired to race out and see Jesus passing through Jericho. The short man was given the grace to believe and to change his life. Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus and to go out of his way to mix with the crowd and then to climb a tree so he can see and be seen by Jesus. Zacchaeus responds to grace, responding to the call of Jesus. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay in your house today. Zacchaeus did what Jesus asked of him, and at that time received Jesus in his heart, and salvation came to that house of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a lovable, bold example of an individual responding to a signal grace. His spontaneity results in his household being saved. Receive Jesus in your heart with spiritual communions. The words of the spiritual communion is something which can be recited and reaffirm your love for Jesus each day. These words, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. All for Jesus and Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.